I'm in southwest Germany, in Baden-Baden. As soon as I arrived, I was impressed by the grandeur of the large Victorian Belle Epoque era buildings with their Roman and Greek influences. This is clearly a place that was built with old money. The parks, the flowers, the fountains which fill this leafy Black Forest town give it an air of quality and luxury. It's got a similar feel to parts of Buxton or Brighton or Harrogate. That's because Baden-Baden is a spa resort. Even its name suggests why 19th century aristocrats spent their summers here.
Baden literally means to take a bath. The first Baden refers to the town and the second Baden refers to the state, Baden-Württemberg.
So it's a bit like New York, yeah. New York.
Yeah.
In the 2nd century, the Romans discovered the hot thermal springs here. They believed the waters possessed healing powers, beneficial to their emperor and soldiers. You can't fail to be impressed by the engineering and building projects that the Romans undertook almost 2,000 years ago, and some are still standing. I headed to view the remains of Baden-Baden's Roman baths. The modern entrance is quite nondescript. It feels like you're entering an underground multi-story. But once inside, metal walkways let you peer into the spotlit remains of this complex of now dry pools, which was built around 200 AD. You can clearly see the layout, although some of the site has been lost.
And they tore them down. That's why this is only about 10% of the original Roman bath.
These remains are now under a low ceiling, but once bathers were shielded from winter snows under a 12-metre high roof. Patricia Tosana manages the site. The bathing experience began with a cold water shock to the system.
This was the frigidarium, a non-heated room. It was the first room people entered.
Next, we looked at where the Romans would socialize.
This one is the tepidarium. It was about 25 degrees, and people came here to talk, to eat, to play games, to wash themselves.
The final pool area displays the best in Roman ingenuity.
This one is the caldarium.
And that was heated naturally.
Yes, and by wood. They had the heating system, the Hypokaustum, they called.
Before today's German Republic was formed, Baden-Baden was capital of its own state within the German Empire. Their monarchs were referred to as Margraves, and they socialised with other European royals, including our Queen Victoria. The wealthy and well-connected considered bathing in Baden-Baden to be the ultimate summertime activity. The palatial Friedrichsbad Resort was opened as the most modern baths in Europe at the end of the 19th century. They didn't scrimp on the impressive building with its columns, arches and domes. Hermann Wittich took me around the baths and explained that today's adult bathers undertake 18 different stages as part of their bathing experience.
You start with a hot temperature and then it goes station for station lower until 18 degrees. Hot air bath with 68 degrees, and the coldest is a cold water bath with 18 at the end.
So it's quite a long process.
So you have altogether 3 hours for the regular admission.
All the waters used in the baths are thermal.
We don't have to pump. It's an artesian source, about 800,000 litres per day. It rises up with 68 degrees and we have to cool it down at first, yes.
Some places with thermal water, it smells bad, but it doesn't smell bad here.
If you taste it, it's a little bit salty, but it doesn't smell.
We walk down the white-tiled corridors, past pillars and colonnades, to reach a space where a small light blue pool was circled by marble steps leading into the water. The 25 euro ticket's worth it just for the chance to dip in this pool underneath the high pink dome ceiling decorated with marble statues of goddesses.
This is the most impressive room of the Friedrichsbad. So when you swim here in the middle, you feel like in Rome, in the St. Peter's Cathedral, yeah?
The hottest room in the baths was the darkest, too. It contained wooden benches laid out like church pews.
This is the steam bath.
I did wonder how long people could sit in this heat, and admire the beautiful tiled pink walls rising to a cornflower-coloured ceiling.
Gosh, it's so hot, isn't it?
Next, Herman led me to a much brighter area room lit with large opaque windows. It looked a bit like a locker room, but contained Heath Robinson-style showerheads and accessories.
You have the traditional German Kneipp treatments with cold and hot water in alternation. You start with very cold water at your feet, up and go slowly up, short change to hot water, and then you feel a cribbling in your legs. Yeah,
it's invigorating.
That's it. That's the word, invigorating.
You can also book your own private bathing area, the Kaiser Bath. Herman took me into this small room dominated by a walk-in tub the size of a car. He turned a bronze standpipe, and the pure thermal waters flooded in.
How long does it take to fill up?
Around half an hour, yeah.
Herman took me to view Germany's first gym. It's part of the baths complex. This space with its conservatory windows and columns is unlike any fitness club I've ever visited. Old photos of well-dressed men with their waxed moustaches undertaking their workout regimes really did amuse me.
It looks very stylish, yeah?
During your morning or afternoon session, you can opt for an additional massage undertaken using a soapy brush.
Does it hurt?
No, it's really relaxing.
Next door to these historic baths, there's a newer resort spa. Herman told me that relaxing in the warm water in winter when snow is falling is wonderful. Baden-Baden's baths attracted the elite from all over Europe.
Europe at that time, the 19th century, had two capitals, Paris in the winter months and Baden-Baden in the summer months.
Tour guide Valeria Casagrande explained that Baden-Baden was particularly popular with wealthy Russians. That's why the town still has a gold onion-domed Russian church.
A princess of Baden got married to the future Tsar Alexander I. Then we had a lot of Russian writers coming to Baden-Baden in the 19th century.
It's popular with Russians today. Many visit the Fabergé Museum, which houses four of the rare and highly sought-after jeweled decorations. British upper classes also found Baden-Baden suitably posh.
That's why we have the oldest tennis club in Germany, founded by the English guests in 1881.
The town's only 15 minutes drive from France, and Baden-Baden's outdoor cafes and architecture certainly has a French feel.
In the 19th century, no one spoke German in Baden-Baden. All the hotels had a French name.
You'll notice the influence of neighbouring France as you stroll down the Sophienstrasse. Its two traffic lanes are separated by a wide tree-lined promenade. This upmarket shopping area is home to Art Deco furniture stores and the sort of shops you'd expect on Bond Street. The boulevard's centrepiece is the Heron Fountain, a triangular stone basin capped by three of the metal birds. Steaming thermal waters flow from their beaks.
This is very good for your skin.
Is it?
Yeah. We are stimulating the blood circulation.
But there's a warning sign not to drink it.
Because it's thermal water. They don't know how your body reacts.
We walked the pedestrianised shopping streets and entered Baden-Baden's green heart.
And Baden-Baden is called the green town of short distances because so many gardens and parks, everything is walkable in Baden-Baden.
A well-maintained swathe of parkland runs for 1.5 miles through the entire town centre.
61% of the surface are covered by woodlands, by parks, by gardens.
The park is filled with impressive floral displays. Meanders along the river Ouse.
In the middle of the park we have a beautiful rose garden with more than 400 different types of roses.
After 10 minutes walking alongside picnickers and people drinking and dining in parkside cafes, we reached an impressive looking building, the Pump Room. It looked like a structure from ancient Greece with its Corinthian columned frontage. It was built though in 1842.
Just imagine the beautiful ladies with the fancy hats walking up and down this gallery, and you see it's covered. If the sun shines, it doesn't shine directly on your face. Very important for the ladies of the high society to have a very pale face.
We're going to walk through these wooden doors now into this promenade, and you can just see how impressive it is. The ceiling must be 30 feet high, lots of arches and tiles on the ceiling, and this wall of different friezes.
Typical of the Black Forest, we have here the lake inhabited by beautiful ladies and water spirits. And if you are lucky, if you go to the Black Forest, you might see them dancing on the little lake.
So it's all folklore that people would understand if they were from the area.
Yeah.
Next, our Baden-Baden trip continues. We'll discover a lavish casino, which gains celebrity endorsements. Find out why the town attracts thousands of performing arts and artwork lovers. And I'll climb 1,200 feet in 5 minutes for a view all visitors must enjoy before they leave.
Want to pay less for your railway journeys? Trainsplit finds cheaper fares that other sites might not offer you. See how many pounds you'll save on your next trip. Go to greatdestinationsradioshow.com and click on cheaper train tickets at the top of the page. That's cheaper train tickets on greatdestinationsradioshow.com.
This is the Great Destinations Radio Show. I'm in Baden-Baden, a town of 50,000 people at the edge of Germany's Black Forest. This international spa resort feels a lot larger, mainly down to its grand Victorian villas and buildings, many of which were built to reflect its affluence. Our next stop is the jewel in Baden-Baden's crown, its casino. The building recently hosted the leaders of the world's most powerful nations in the G20 summit.
It's unlike any other casino I've been in. It's quite lavish. There's huge gilt mirrors, nice furnishings, high ceilings, gold chandeliers. When you go to casinos in places like Las Vegas, it's all very dark. This is very different.
No, it's very different, and we are going to see the historical rooms, which were decorated and modeled on the lines of the French royal palaces of Versailles, Marly, and Trianon.
The lavish decor changes as you move between rooms. We entered the Red Hall.
We have the Baroque style in this room. We are back to the time of Louis XIV. Mm. The favorite colors of the Sun King were gold and red. That's why they dominate here. A lot of things are gold-plated, and everything is richly decorated.
You can imagine how the European aristocrats would have flocked here to hear latest works by Wagner, Strauss, or from Brahms. He spent 9 of his summers in Baden-Baden from 1865. And then there was bad news. In 1872, all German casinos were closed. Gambling didn't return to Baden-Baden until Nazi rule in 1933. This beautiful building and the entire town was spared from Allied bombardment during the Second World War, because it wasn't strategically important.
As a spa resort, we didn't have any big industry, and it made no sense to bomb a town without industry.
Today, visitors can gamble in the casino or have a drink in the nightclub, but if you're not into betting, take a morning tour.
You see the casino like a museum.
A few minutes' walk from the casino is the town's Protestant church. Its two towers are decorated with stone detail, which makes these spires appear knobbly, a bit like the snack Twiglets. And usually, gambling paid for this place of worship.
This is the only one church in Europe which was financed by a casino. The church was first inaugurated without spires. There was a lack of money in Baden-Baden, and the casino manager was so generous to give money to accomplish the works.
There's a large fountain in front of the church, one of many you'll notice around Baden-Baden, which again add to its sense of wealth and importance.
We have 50 different waterworks in the downtown. And the idea was really to have this park for refreshment.
Because the spray makes
the
you
spray,
cool?
Yeah. So fountains make a town fluid and welcoming.
Music has always played a part in Baden-Baden's social calendar. And today the town boasts a world-class performance venue.
It's actually Germany's largest opera house.
And the festival hall has a busy performance programme.
4 to 6 operas each year, but also big symphony orchestras.
The festival hall has cleverly repurposed the city's Edwardian railway station. When high-speed trains were introduced, they built a new place for them to stop 7 kilometres from town. Today, you buy your concert tickets in the former station booking hall. It's connected to the newer auditorium next door. Julie Schneider from the press office told me it was designed so the performances are great wherever you sat.
Actually, from each place, the same very good acoustics.
And there's a hands-on, interactive music-making area on site. Here, children, and grown-ups who act like kids, can try out instruments you'd find in most orchestras. I'll never make a harpist. Most of Baden-Baden's museums are found together in what's termed the Cultural Mile. The biggest draw is the contemporary art space, the Museum Frieder Boerder.
It has already attracted more than 2.5 million guests to Baden-Baden, and it was opened 2004.
It's a white, cube-style building created by revered American architect Richard Meyer. Inside, works by Picasso join around 1,000 other paintings and sculptures. You can reach the different floors by walking up a sloping white walkway, which zigzags up to the top level. It's a piece of art in itself, and you get a good view of the park outside and the mountains and the Black Forest that borders the town.
The Romans were scared of the Black Forest. They didn't dare to enter the Black Forest and to live there because they thought that it was inhabited by bad spirits.
One particular peak, the Mercure Mountain, stands out on the horizon. I caught a cab from town through expensive hillside suburbs to the base station of Baden-Baden's funicular railway that'll take me to the top of this green slope.
One?
Yeah, one return, please.
As the car slowly ascended the 1,200 feet towards the top of the 2,200-foot mountain, I'm surprised my ears didn't pop. As you look back down the straight railway track, which cuts through trees and through a tunnel, it looks so steep. The gradient is 54% in places. At the top is a viewing platform and a small pub. You can climb to a higher observation tower on the hill for a better look over Baden-Baden and the Black Forest. Sadly, low cloud and mist descended as soon as I reached the summit. Luckily, we were back in sunshine when I returned to the lower station. Baden-Baden's town centre slopes up the hillside from the park and river valley. You'll find colourful buildings lining pretty stone-paved streets and squares. One was full of bars and a beer keller with flowers spilling from its window boxes. There's hidden courtyards too. I managed to track down the town's best restaurant in one. I wouldn't have found the secluded square that's home to Weinstuber Baldreit without help.
So we have our own restaurant here since 10 years.
Chef and owner Philip Fouet returned home after years of working in the Old Trout in Tame in Oxfordshire. He invited me into his kitchen as he prepared a local dish.
Making, pretzel, and it's a pretzel dumplings.
I've had pretzels, the round bread, but
yes.
I didn't realise you could make them into dumplings.
Well, I bought a pretzel yesterday, and you have to cut them, to dry them. And dessert this morning was milk, eggs, bacon, onion, thyme. Serves that with a salad.
The restaurant's inside a quaint ivy-clad stone building, bursting with history.
This looks like we're in a cave or tunnel into the mountain.
It's very, 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 very old. It used to be where you go with heat water and to feel good and.
Oh, this was a bath as well then.
Yeah, it was for a long, long time.
Behind the restaurant is a small garden terrace where up to 80 diners can sit and enjoy after-dinner entertainment shows.
I was going to say, your waiters or waitresses are going to have to be quite fit with all
yes.
of these steps,
well,
aren't they? Up and down every night.
I joined the 60 other diners on tables in the restaurant's cobbled courtyard and enjoyed a wonderful dinner with crisp local wine in the evening sunshine. And there were plenty of local dishes to choose from.
Yes, we have the Maultasch. It's like a big ravioli stuffed with meat, served with a herb zoot. So it's like with butter and olive oil.
My starter of tomato and strawberry gazpacho was delicious. My main was the locally popular version of tarte flambé.
We have a flammkuchen. It's like a pizza. It's originally from France, from the Alsace, 20 minutes drive from here. And it's with a creme fraiche and bacon and onions.
Dessert was the traditional Black Forest gâteau, served a little differently.
We don't do our big cakes, we do our choco biscuit, the cherries, and we put that in a glass, so like a millefeuille, but it's the same.
The Radisson Blu Badischer Hof Hotel kindly accommodated me. It's a very historic property.
It has been rebuilt from a monastery to one of the first grand hotels in Germany and the first one here in Baden-Baden. And right now, with 162 rooms in this hotel, it's the biggest one in the city still.
Hami Hamida from the hotel told me it has its own thermal spring, which feeds its fountain and special bathing pools.
But we have another heated swimming pool with normal water, which you can maybe spend half a day enjoying it.
Baden-Baden is a pretty town, and it's an affordable weekend break destination, offering good food, great accommodation, and if you want them, plenty of cultural activities. The baths are a must, and you won't be cleaned out by the cost of travel. Baden-Baden's just a £20 or 90-minute flight from London Stansted on Ryanair. There's more from the tourist board at baden-baden.com.
The Great Destinations Radio Show.